From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S. Air Force says it launched two Guam-based B-1B bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan on Thursday in an exercise near the Korean Peninsula. The North Korean state news agency reacted harshly to the exercise, calling it a surprise nuclear strike drill. Earlier today, President Donald Trump left for a 12-day trip to Asia. He's scheduled for meetings in Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam, among others. North Korea's nuclear missile program is expected to figure high on the agenda. We'll have more on Trump's trip shortly. The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court said Friday she is seeking an investigation of alleged war crimes committed in the war in Afghanistan. That would be an unprecedented probe that could encompass United States troops. Fatou Bensouda said in a statement that there is reasonable basis to believe that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed. Bensouda said in a report last year that U.S. forces and the CIA may have committed war crimes by torturing detainees in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. That opens the possibility that Americans could be among those investigated for possible prosecution, even though the United States is not among the court's more than 120 signatories. Syria's military has declared victory over the Islamic State group in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor, describing it as the last phase in its campaign toward the complete annihilation of the Islamic State group in Syria. Deir ez-Zor is the center of Syrian oil production. In Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed Saifullah Saipov as one of their own. Saipov is the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed eight people in New York City earlier this week with a truck. The terrorist group said that the attacker was one of its soldiers, but did not provide any evidence to support the claim. Those killed were remembered at a vigil in New York on Thursday night. Harry Kasson is a student in New York City.
I think it's important both, you know, for the families of the victims, you know, so that they can see we support them and that we're not going to forget them. But also just to show that New York is stronger than something like this. We can come back together and we can say that this isn't what it's like and we're not going to get knocked down by this.
With the New York City Marathon due to attract more than 50,000 runners and maybe many hundreds of thousands of spectators this Sunday, the New York Police Department said it would increase the number of officers throughout the city out of an abundance of caution. As mentioned before, U.S. President Donald Trump is making his first visit to China next week, a key stop on his trip to Asia. In China, trade and North Korea are expected to top his agenda. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
Trade is still a huge issue. Just days before his trip, Trump called America's deficit with China embarrassing and horrible. Recently anointed China's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, Xi Jinping will be looking to create a good atmosphere and show he's a successful world leader. However, for most, America's immigration policies under Trump and visas were a bigger concern, one some hope the visit will improve. Responding to Trump's comments about the trade deficit Thursday, China says the huge gap is not intentional. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
The United Nations Refugee Agency is calling on governments to grant basic rights of citizenship to millions of stateless people who suffer discrimination, exclusion, and persecution. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Refugee Agency reports there are more than 3 million stateless people around the world, with about 75% of them belonging to minority groups. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's International Protection Division Director.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
Thousands of stateless people have been granted citizenship in places such as Thailand, Central Asia, Russia, Kenya, and West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And that's news to this hour here in Washington. I'm Doug Bernard reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.